we're going to talk and bring you the final episode in the three-part series, Is There Anybody In There?, about dereliction and vacancy in Kerry, by Radio Kerry's Mark Lynch.
Addressing vacancy and dereliction in Kerry involves the landowners of these sites, but action and enforcement are the responsibility of Kerry County Council. The man at the coalface of the local authority's attempts to tackle the issue of dereliction is the council's full-time derelict sites officer, TJ O'Mahony, who signed up without hesitation back in 2018.
When I was asked to do it, I was asked to think about it for the weekend, and I said I didn't need to. I said I would love to do the job. In Kerry, if you're living next to derelict sites, it's a problem no matter what I say about it in general. But in Kerry, I must say that the property owners are quite responsible in the main for maintaining their properties.
And so then you need to identify derelict sites in Kerry, so you need to first figure out what derelict actually means.
Yes, the definition of derelict, what a common person might think and what the legal definition are quite different. The Derelict Site Act deals only with the condition of the exterior of a property. I suppose the Derelict Sites Act, the intention of it is to the general maintenance of a property. It doesn't oblige an owner to refurbish a property to solve dereliction. It's just in the short term to make it presentable.
Yeah.
So that is the limit of what the legislation allows.
The causes of dereliction, I suppose they're not always necessarily sinister or anything like that. It could just be accidental sometimes.
Dereliction occurs through the neglect of a property and arises in the majority of cases where there are title difficulties, probate issues, owners with personal difficulties and companies in financial difficulties. Land hoarding, where owners of the sites are prepared to sit and wait out and speculate that the value of the land will increase in the future, and owners that are simply holding onto the site for sentimental reasons would also be common issues.
And I want to ask you about what you think would help your cause. Do you know, if there was any policy changes, either at central level or local authority level?
I don't think we could achieve much more, to be honest with you. Like, our rate of success in addressing derelict sites is quite good. There is just some circumstance that results in sites being addressed slower. The Derelict Site Act does allow for the local authority to compulsory purchase a site. The Law Reform Commission is currently examining how we can enhance the process of local authorities to compulsory purchase derelict sites and disused buildings. And to support this, Kerry County Council have provisions to establish a dedicated unit to examine in detail vacant and derelict sites in the context of compulsory purchasing them. So since we opened a full-time derelict sites office in the last 5 years, we've addressed dereliction in on average 70 properties a year, which would be quite good. And to thank those people for when it was put on their agenda for doing the works, and then to encourage people, if you do get a letter from us or if you do see a notice, to come talk to us, engage with us. It's a non-adversarial process to start with, and we will try to help them develop a plan.
A full-time vacant homes unit within Kerry County Council is now assisting TJ in tackling vacancy and dereliction in Kerry. Funding through the government's Town Centre First policy will also give local authorities much-needed resources in tackling dereliction in urban areas. And a shift to a more proactive approach when it comes to the CPO would be helped by funding from the Housing Finance Agency, which the Department of Housing says will assist local authorities to CPO up to 2,600 vacant units across the country by 2026. The department is also currently requesting local authorities to outline any issues they're having with the Derelict Site Act and the levy, with a view for potential reform. A new grant, Croí Cónaithe, of between €30,000 and €50,000 is available to people to refurbish vacant properties. However, it's still only available for properties that have been vacant for 2 years or more and built before 1993. And in Kerry, as of January this year, 90 applications have been made for this grant, with 12 approved. This grant is to supplement existing schemes which have failed to deliver the results originally hoped. The Buy and Renew scheme began in 2017 to support local authorities in purchasing and renewing housing units in need of repair to make them available for social housing. In Kerry, the council has bought 40 houses since this was introduced. That's 8 houses per year. The repair and lease scheme aims to assist property owners to bring vacant properties into use as social housing stock, but has been receiving single-digit applications each year. The point of these schemes, as part of the government's Housing for All plan, remains to incentivise action on derelicts rather than punish inaction. And a combination of both of those is key to tackling these issues, says Dr. Frank O'Connor of Anish. Frank and his partner Jude Sherry moved back to Ireland from Amsterdam in 2018, and upon seeing the state of dereliction and vacancy in Cork City, started the Twitter campaign #DerelictIreland. They're internationally experienced experts in the field of design and policy and have helped to shine a light on this issue in many other towns and villages across Ireland. The Oireachtas Housing Committee, while compiling its report on urban regeneration, invited Frank and Jude to make a submission and present findings to it, such as their standing in this field. They've played a huge role in starting a national movement, but for them, Frank says it began in order to start a conversation on dereliction.
So for us, we started on Twitter in June 2020. When we started, no one was talking about dereliction. 18 months later, when we presented our findings from our work, our policy findings to Oireachtas in December, it was national news, and it's been national news now the last 6 months. So I suppose we wanted to start a conversation. We've done that, but we also want things to change. The overarching thing has been everyone should have a home. I mean, that's just the fundamental thing for me and for Jude, and I'm very emotional about that. And to come back to Ireland to find that people living here, so many don't have a home. You know, it upsets me daily. But the second element to it was the play element. Not only do people have not enough homes, but a lot of families that don't want to live in urban environments also don't have the places to play and create. You know, because for a thriving, vibrant economy, society and community, if you don't provide those that sort of framework for it, it's not going to happen. But obviously, like I said, for us, it's sad, it's shocking, but also there's a huge potential to turn things around. I think for us, the big thing has been, Mark, is about getting people to look up. You know, that's been one of the best feedbacks we've had, is that people are looking up now in their villages, in their towns. And the feedback from rural Ireland, I suppose, on a personal basis, that's been superb. I'm from rural Ireland. I'm from the Cork-Kerry border. My mom's from Kerry. My dad's from, my dad died recently, but he's from Cork. And we're getting messages all the time from people like in small villages and whatever, towns or whatever, just saying, great, guys, keep it up. We've only started to realise, like we've been obviously around Kerry and Cork and all over the country at this stage, we're going to do more tours as well. And we go out, we meet people and stuff and we take pictures. I didn't realise we had so much wonderful air, like Tralee, for example. Tralee is a gorgeous town. I used to go there as a kid with my mom, and I went back there with you there last year, and we got a date and stuff. And I thought, oh my God, I got some great flashbacks, memories of being a kid, going around the place. But it's a beautiful town centre. It really is. But it's the vacancy levels and the dereliction levels and the vacancy particularly, and but both actually, it's, you know, it's scandalous waste. You know, it's unbelievable that you can get to that point. Like, with my kind of work, for my 30 years or so in my field, they've changed every day. Like, you know, it's always changing, and that's what I like. But this kind of mentality, we can change things. Yes, we can. And I think we could very quickly, if we had the political and cultural will, and we bought in certain policy mechanisms and obviously certain incentives, of course, as well, you know, that mix, it's always important. You could turn things around really quickly in Ireland. I'm convinced about that.
Frank's frustration with dereliction and vacancy in Ireland and his vision for the potential are felt by many, and as they start to dawn on legislators, it seems that the political will he speaks about may be turning too. A bill introduced by Chair of the Oireachtas Housing Committee, Green Party TD in Wicklow, Stephen Matthews, aims to put into action the 39 recommendations made by the committee on urban regeneration. It aims to expand the scope of the Derelict Sites Act to cover more properties and require local authorities to acquire them more swiftly. It also deals with expanding the definition of vacant homes and allowing an easier planning process for bringing over-the-shop units in town centres back into use. Parts of this bill have already made their way into the government's housing policy. The problem of vacancy and dereliction was for a long time neglected as much as the buildings and sites themselves, and in many cases hoping or expecting the landowner or private capital to step up and fix it has simply not worked. In other cases, where there is private capital and a will to take action, planning bureaucracy has either slowed progress or halted it altogether. So what then of the future of the cases mentioned in this documentary, while we await bills to become laws and laws to turn into action? Do they share the optimism of Frank O'Connor for the future?
Every town in the country is facing at different times, but I do feel with Tralee, we're in a much stronger place than we were this time last year.
It can be done by all means. I'm sure it may be turned out to be a lovely estate, but the problem is, Mark, that there is something out there that engineers and contractors and subbies and builders are holding back. Its future is definitely a cloud hanging over at the banks at the moment. It's a cloud, and a dark cloud.
I don't know if Kerry Council are going to do a compulsory buy, but I hope to God they do, because something has to be done with that. It's an absolute disgrace. I personally think it needs to be knocked and start again. It's that bad. I dread to think what it's like inside. I was inside it years ago, and it didn't look too great. So, I mean, like I said, there's a tile missing. I know there's no felt inside it, so that water's got to be running straight down. It'd be full of damp, it'd be rotten in there. The windows are ancient, the door's ancient, the whole thing just... Oh.
But even if it was notched, that'd be something at least.
Yeah, at least then I wouldn't have to look at it every day. I wouldn't have to be looking at it and just worrying what's going to happen with it.
Final episode in the three-part series, Is There Anybody In There? By Radio Kerry's Mark Lynch, looking at vacancy and dereliction in the county of Kerry. Brilliant stuff. If you want to listen to any of that back, you can go to radiokerry.ie. That's the website to go to check out our podcast section, and you will find it.